Democracy is a forgotten fad because things are so much easier when the state makes all your decisions. In short, Huxley's totalitarianism is essentially feminine. Orwell's was a daddy dystopia, where the state is abusive and bullying, maintaining its authority through a permanent climate of war and the manufacture of convenient enemies. Huxley's is a maternal misery, where man is smothered with care, not cruelty. But for all our talk these days about manliness, individualism, and even the nanny state, we still don't have the vocabulary to fight off nice totalitarianism, liberal fascism. With that distinction in mind, let us revisit It Takes a Village. On page after page, Clinton extols the idea that just about everything is a health issue. Divorce should be treated like a public health issue because it creates stress in children. The very basics of parenting are health issues because how infants are held, touched, fed, spoken to, and gazed at determines whether our brains can be hijacked by our emotions, potentially making us murderously violent. Mrs. Clinton tells us that Janet Reno issued a report which found that gang violence and gun use are the products of people with badly imprinted brains who become emotionally hijacked with little provocation. Quoting doctors, friendly activists, social workers, and random real Americans, in chapter after chapter, she argues for interventions on behalf of children from literally the moment they are born. Children need gentle, intimate, consistent contact to reduce stress, which can create feelings of helplessness that lead to later developmental problems. Even well-to-do parents need help because, after all, everyone feels stress, and we know that babies sense the stress. It's fair to say that a state empowered to eliminate paternal stress is a state with a Huxleyan mandate, and a state with an extreme mandate must logically go to extremes. Hence, Clinton argues for the diffusion of parental training into every nook and cranny of public life. Here's one such suggestion. Videos with scenes of common-sense baby care, how to burp an infant, what to do when soap gets in his eyes, how to make a baby with an earache comfortable, could be running continuously in doctors' offices, clinics, hospitals, motor vehicle offices, or any place where people gather and have to wait. Imagine if these sorts of ideas were fully implemented at the Department of Motor Vehicles, the passport office, and other places where people gather and have to wait. Giant flat screens at the airport pumping breastfeeding advice? The Jumbotron at football games? At what point would the brave new world seem to be heading down the pike? Then there are the home inspectors, the advisors, the teachers, the social workers. Clinton relies on her loyal army of experts to dispense advice about every jot and tittle of child rearing. No detail is too small, no nudge too condescending. The Child Care Action Campaign advises that jigsaw puzzles and crayons may be fine for preschoolers, but are inappropriate for infants.